WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of mom mindset motivation. Buckle up, because today we're diving deep into something that trips us all up at some point, self-doubt. You know that sneaky little gremlin that whispers in our ear, are you good enough, smart enough, worthy? Yeah, we've all been there. But listen up, because I'm here to tell you that self-doubt doesn't have the final say. We can totally kick it to the curb and build a rock-solid foundation of confidence. Think about it. How many times have you held back from trying something new, going for that promotion, or even just speaking up in a meeting because that little voice of self-doubt got the best of you? It's like that invisible wall we put up around ourselves, preventing us from reaching our full potential. But here's the game changer. Self-doubt isn't an accurate reflection of who we truly are. It's a learned belief, often rooted in past experiences or negative messages we've absorbed over time. Let me give you 5 key takeaways to help you bust through that self-doubt and embrace your awesomeness. First up, recognize those pesky self-doubt thoughts for what they are, just thoughts. They aren't facts, they are not the truth about you. Ever notice how our minds can sometimes play tricks on us? Like, remember that time you tripped and thought you were a total klutz? Turns out we all stumble sometimes. It doesn't mean you're clumsy, it just means you're human. So, next time self-doubt tries to creep in, gently remind yourself that it's just a thought, not your reality. Number 2. Challenge those negative self-talk scripts. You know the ones, I can't do this, I'm not good enough, I always mess things up. It's time to rewrite those stories with positive affirmations. Instead of saying, I'm not smart enough for this, try I'm capable and willing to learn. Remember, the more we repeat positive statements, the more our subconscious starts to believe them. Thirdly, focus on your strengths. You've got unique talents, skills, and qualities that make you amazing. Make a list of all the things you're good at, no matter how small they seem. Celebrate those wins, big or small. When we acknowledge our strengths, it boosts our confidence and reminds us of our capabilities. Next up, celebrate your progress, not perfection. We're all works in progress, and that's okay. Instead of dwelling on mistakes, focus on what you've learned and how you can grow from those experiences. Remember, it's about the journey, not just the destination. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. You deserve love, compassion, and support, just like everyone else. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Practice self-care, engage in activities that bring you joy, and surround yourself with supportive people who uplift you. Let me tell you a story about this. Remember that time I tried to bake that elaborate cake for my daughter's birthday party? It was supposed to be a masterpiece with intricate frosting, swirls, and fondant decorations. Well, let's just say it looked more like a volcanic eruption. My inner critic went wild, telling me I was a terrible baker and that the whole thing was ruined. But then I took a deep breath, remembered my mantra, progress over perfection, and decided to improvise. I added some sprinkles, lit some candles, and served it up with a big smile. Guess what? My daughter loved it. It was about creating a happy memory, not achieving baking perfection. So how are you going to apply these takeaways today? Start by recognizing those self-doubt whispers, challenge them with positive affirmations, focus on your strengths, celebrate your progress, and be kind to yourself. You've got this, mama. Remember, confidence isn't about being perfect, it's about believing in yourself, embracing your unique qualities, and stepping outside of your comfort zone. I can't wait to hear your stories and see how you're rocking your self-confidence journey. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little boost. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join me tomorrow for another dose of mom mindset magic. You are amazing. Don't ever forget that.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.